This is the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman that there could be a buyer for the Bear Cafe and Bearsville Theater in Woodstock. Doreen Marchisella, a real estate broker handling the sale, said the property is, quote, currently in contract with the buyer, unquote. She offered no further details. News of the potential sale comes after a judge ordered last month that the property be sold at auction. The auction is scheduled for 10 a.m. September 4th in the lobby of the Ulster County Courthouse. It is unclear if the auction will occur if the sale of the property is moving forward. In addition to the Bear Cafe and Bearsville Theater, the 15-acre Tinker Street parcel includes the residential building, the radio station WDST, and the Little Bear Chinese Restaurant. The cafe and theater closed abruptly in March, shocking both residents and performers. In July, Roundout Savings Bank took legal action after the property's owners defaulted on two mortgages totaling more than $550,000. Local officials have said the properties have been in downward spiral since John E. Kirkpatrick took control of the buildings 5 years ago. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Capital Region Independent Media reports that Ravenna-based Kurilov, a medical cannabis manufacturer and dispenser, has donated the funds needed to buy fruits and vegetables for the food assistance program at the Hope Full Life Center. The program, Helping Harvest, serves struggling families at the center located in Faith Plaza on Route 9W in Ravenna. The Kurilov support will make a steady supply of bananas, apples, green peppers, as well as staples like potatoes and onions possible. Helping Harvest operates like any grocery store, but items are priced at least 50% less than in mainstream retail stores. Members must demonstrate their need by completing a membership application to qualify. Quote, our products help people manage chronic pain and other health challenges, but we're also interested in improving the quality of life for people in the communities where we operate, unquote, said Curly's Nate McDonald. Quote, improving access to affordable fruits and vegetables is one way we can do this. We're excited to be a Hopeful Life Center business supporter, unquote. Kurilov employs 40 people at its Ravenna plant. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Ben Axelson is reporting for NewYorkUpstate.com that exploring a corn maze has become an essential fall activity in upstate New York and New England. Every year, farms statewide create fresh and challenging mazes for their visitors. Axelson has compiled a list of 29 farms featuring new corn mazes for 2019, including Hullo Farms on Cochrane Road in Durham. The maze is open through October on weekends. In addition to the corn maze, the farm offers a petting zoo, hayrides, and fishing. Other mazes on the list include the Elk Farm in Troy, DuBois Farm in Highland, Herd's Family Farm in Medina, and the Keswick Farm in Rhinebeck. See the full list at NewYorkUpstate.com. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.